In my previous lesson, I gave you a picture of the sorry spectacle of these apostles before the day of Pentecost. Before the day of Pentecost, they were a trifling bunch, unfit for service in the kingdom of God. They did more fishing than they did witnessing for Jesus. But all, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, and they were filled with the Holy Ghost from heaven, a change took place. Pentecost for them was a dynamic revolution. It made a difference. The Holy Ghost infilling made a difference in the lives of these people. Suddenly, they were out of hiding, openly declaring the gospel story. Weakness, fear, and timidity gave way to dauntless courage. Fearlessly, they preached Christ crucified and resurrected to the city that had put him to death. The fifth chapter of the book of Acts in verse 12 tells us, "By the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people, and believers were the more added to the Lord, multitudes both of men and women, insomuch that they brought forth the sick into the streets and laid them on beds and couches, that at the least the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow some of them." Oh, what a change in these people. What a dramatic revolutionary change had taken place in the city of Jerusalem. These disciples, who were once locked up in the upper room in fear of the Jews, now they publicly confronted their rulers and charged them with murder. The revolution was not just on the entire group. What happened to the group also had been the experience of the individuals. Everyone present there with the apostles in the upper room that first day of Pentecost received this identical experience. The experience of Peter is a vivid example how changed he was. He lost sight of his cherished ambition to be the greatest in the kingdom. The rivalry with his brothers was gone. He was cured of his vacillating, cowardly ways. It was he who delivered the first sermon of the church, and that in a hostile community. Before the councils and the courts, he was fearless, eloquent, magnanimous. Peter had drank deeply from the Spirit of God. He was the same man, but Peter was filled with the Holy Ghost. The other disciples were likewise spirit-filled and marvelously changed. The Holy Ghost baptism is a personality gift. God baptizes personalities. God only baptizes individuals, not organizations, systems, or methods. The temple of the Holy Spirit is in the heart of the individuals, dedicated to Him. In receiving the Spirit, men receive the Spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. To be most like Jesus, men must drink of His Spirit, must share the same baptism He received. Man at his best is man filled with the Holy Ghost. I've heard people say that the world has yet to see what God could do with one person fully yielded to the Father. Well, my friends, the world has seen one man that was fully dedicated to God, and that was Jesus Christ. And we have seen what He has done. He has changed the climate in this world. He has changed cities and countries. And He has also changed the lives of some of you that are listening to this today. He may have never changed wine into water, but for some of you, He has changed wine money into bread money, and you were able to feed and clothe your family. Yes, the world has seen what one man can do, fully dedicated to God. It was the realization of the Father's promise to the Son that the Holy Ghost should be shed forth upon the church. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.